Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Gurudev, 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reciting the verse Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 13, verse number 3. Tam bandhum akatam drishtva dharma putra sahanuja distrasto yuyutuscha సూత సద్వాత ప్రథా తం బంధుం అకాతం దృష్ట్వా ధర్మపుత్ర సహానుజ ధృతరాష్ట్రో యుయుస్సుశ్చ సూత సద్వాత ప్రథా తం బంధుం అకాతం దృష్ట్వా ధర్మపుత్ర సహానుజ ధృతరాష్ట్రో యుత్సుశ్చ సూత సర్వత ప్రథా Text 3 and text 4 is combined in the Bhagavatam. Correct? Okay. So, tam, him, bandham, relative, agatam, having arrived there, drishtva, by seeing it, dharma putra, yudhishthir, sahanuja, along with his younger brothers, Dhritarashtra, Dhritarashtra, Yuyutsuha, Satyaki, Cha, and Suta, Sanjaya, Saradvata, Kripacharya, Pritha, Kunti, Kandhari, Kandhari, Draupati, Draupati, Brahmana, O Brahmanas, Subhadra, Subhadra, Cha, and Uttara, Uttara, Kripi, Kripi, Anyaha, others, Cha, and Jamaya, wives of other family members, Pandava, of the Pandavas, Gyataha, family members, Sasutaha, along with other sons, Striya, the ladies. The translation is as follows. When they saw Vidur return to the palace, all the inhabitants, Maharaj Yudhishthir, his younger brothers, Dhritarashtra, Satyaki, Sanjaya, Kripacharya, Kunti, Kandhari, Draupati, Subhadra, Uttara, Kripi, many of the wives of the Kauravas and other ladies with children, all hurried to him in great delight. It so appeared that they had regained their consciousness after a long period. So, in the purport, we'll be taking the second part of the purport, that is from Draupadi. Draupadi, the most chaste daughter of Maharaj Draupad and partly an incarnation of the goddess Sachi, the wife of Indra. Maharaj Draupad performed a great sacrifice under the superintendence of the sage Yaja. By his first offering, Vishwadumna was born, and by the second offering, Draupadi was born. She is therefore the sister of Dhrishtadyumna, and she is also named Panchali. The five Pandavas married her as a common wife, and each of them begot a son in her. Maharaj Yudhishthir begot a son named Pratibhit. Bhimsen begot a son named Sutasoma. Arjun begot Sutakriti. Nakula begot Satanika. And Sahadev begot Sutakarma. She is described as a most beautiful lady, equal to her mother-in-law Kunti. During her birth, there was an arrow message that she would be called Krishna. The same message also declared that she was born to kill many a Kshatriya. By dint of her blessings from Sankara, she was awarded five husbands, equally qualified. When she preferred to select her own husband, princes and kings were invited from all the countries of the world. She was married with the Pandavas during the exile in the forest. But when they went back home, Maharaj Drupad gave them immense wealth as dowry. She was well received by all the daughters-in-law of Dhritarashtra. When she was lost in the gambling game, she was forcibly dragged into the assembly hall. An attempt was made by Dushasan to see her naked beauty, even though there were elderly persons like Bhishma and Drona present. She was a great devotee of Lord Krishna, and by her praying, the Lord himself became an unlimited garment to save her from the insult. A demon of the name Jatasura kidnapped her, but her second husband, Bhimsen, killed the demon and saved her. She saved the Pandavas from the curse of Maharishi Durvas by the grace of Lord Krishna. When the Pandavas lived incognito in the palace of Virata, Kichaka was attracted by her exquisite beauty, and by arrangement with Bhima, the devil was killed and she was saved. She was very much aggrieved when her five sons were killed by Ashwatthama. At the last stage, she accompanied her husband Yudhishthir and others and fell on the way. The cause of her falling was explained by Yudhishthir. But when Yudhishthir entered the heavenly planet, he saw Draupadi gloriously present there as the goddess of fortune in the heavenly planet. The second of the purport speaks of Subhadra. Subhadra, daughter of Vasudev and sister of Lord Sri Krishna. She was not only a very dear daughter of Vasudev, but also a very dear sister to both Krishna and Baldev. The two brothers and sisters are represented in the famous Jagannath temple of Puri, and the temple is still visited by thousands of pilgrims daily. This temple is in remembrance of the Lord's visit at Kurukshetra during an occasion of solar eclipse and his subsequent meeting with the residents of Vrindavan. The meeting of Radha and Krishna during this occasion is a very pathetic story. And Lord Sri Chaitanya, in the ecstasy of Radharani, always pined for Lord Krishna at Jagannath Puri. While Arjuna was at Dwarka, he wanted to have Subhadra as his queen, and expressed his desire to Lord Krishna. Sri Krishna knew that his elder brother, Lord Baldev, was arranging her marriage elsewhere. And since he did not dare to go against the arrangement of Baldev, he advised Arjun to kidnap Subhadra. So when all of them were on a pleasure trip on the Raita hill, Arjun managed to kidnap Subhadra according to the plan of Sri Krishna. Sri Baldev was very angry at Arjun and he wanted to kill him. But Lord Krishna implored his brother to excuse Arjun. Then Subhadra was duly married with Arjun and Abhimanyu was born of Subhadra. At the premature death of Abhimanyu, Subhadra was very mortified. But on the birth of Parikshit, she was happy and solaced. Umagyant Milandasya Gyananjana Shalakya Chaksham Untantena Tasme Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Krishna Manobhishtam Stapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadamitam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yukta Padakamalam Sri Guru Visham Samcha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabhabhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Srutta Shri Vishakha Gantamcha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vishwabhanu Sute Devi Pranami Hari Priye. Vancha kalpa taruvesha kipa sindhu bevacha patita nam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo nama. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Ram Ram Hare 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 Krishna. So welcome to the Srimad Bhagavatam class. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada basically talks of two great personalities. That is Draupadi and Subhadramayya. So we'll be discussing on them. So first we'll be discussing on Draupadi. So if one goes through Draupadi's life, she went through many, many challenges. And so Krishna has various reasons to put his devotees through challenges. One is that he wants to glorify his devotees to show that the devotees, even though in their challenging situations, they always take my shelter. And the second is that Krishna, through them, also teaches us various lessons which will help us in our spiritual journey. So, if you study Draupadi's life, there are many, instances where she has gone through many challenging situations. One of the very big challenging situations was when she was lost in the gambling match. We all know the story that Yudhishthira Maharaj lost in the gambling match. And then when the message was sent to her to come, so finally in the end, Dushasan himself went and Dushasan caught hold of Draupadi's hair and dragged her in the assembly. Imagine a queen of a status, a most chaste lady, being dragged in the assembly where they were all, Bhishmitama was there, Dronacharya there, all the elders were there, and she was dragged there, and she always knew that her husbands, the husbands also were lost in the gambling match. So Draupadi, she appealed to all the elders that, please help me, So the elders, they could not do anything. Draupadi looked at all her five husbands. I'm like, they're the most powerful. But at this situation, her husbands also put their head down. Then Draupadi and then Dushasan started pulling her sari to strip her. Draupadi, she was the most chaste lady. And she was trying to hold the sari on herself first. She was trying on her own strength. She was trying to hold the sari. But obviously, she was no match to Dushasan. Dushasan, he had the strength of 10,000 elephants. So then Draupadi understood that now there is no one else. I can just depend on my Lord Krishna. And then she just left her hand and she lifted her hands high in the air. And she called out, Hey Krishna, Hey Govinda. She cried out with full intensity. She cried out in helpless desperation. These two words are very important. What? Helpless desperation. She cried with that. Hey Krishna, Hey Govinda. And when she did that, Krishna took the form of her sari. And then Dushasan kept on pulling. Dushasan, he was so exhausted that he gave up the idea of pulling her sari. I'm like, so obviously, this is a very long story. I put it in short. Now, from the story, we can understand many, many, many lessons we can learn. One thing is that sometimes on a spiritual journey, we sometimes may feel, okay, chalo, main apne balbute par yahan tak pahunch gaya. Hamara kuch balb bhi nahi hai, buta bhi nahi. We are just insignificant, Krishna, through this, is trying to teach us that we don't have any strength of our own. We can do anything in this world only if Krishna gives us the strength.
It may be our power to speak, our power to see, our power to hear, our power to even to walk from here, even take one step. If Krishna withdraws that power, we are helpless, helpless. So through this, Krishna teaching us that yes, anything without my sanction can't be done. Another thing is that yes, whenever anything challenging is, challenging situation comes, if we appeal to Krishna in helpless desperation, it is Krishna's guarantee, not 99.99%, you know. Sometimes when you go to these jewelry shops, they say, this gold is 99% pure, this gold is 99.9% pure, you know, this has this hallmark and this, that, you know. But Krishna's assurance is 100%, there's nothing like 99.99%. Krishna shows her that if anyone in helpless desperation calls to him, this Krishna's guarantee, Krishna will give help to him. Then, through this story, there's another thing which acharyas or any very nice learning lesson is that Draupadi, when her sari was being pulled, she understood that now I am all alone. In the same way, we are in one day, we are all going to be in Draupadi situation. All of us here. Forget all of us here. Every living entity in this whole creation is going to be in Draupadi situation all alone. And that is at the time of our death. Like Draupadi, when her sari was being pulled, husband, the elders, the everything what she had, nothing was going to come in use. Nothing was coming in use. The same way, when our death call comes, all our name, fame, wealth, prestige, nothing is going to help us. Death is going to be pulling on one side and we'll be pulling on the other side. And we are going to be all alone and helpless. So it is only when we take the names of Krishna, when we call out Krishna's name, Krishna will help us. And another thing from this episode of this Vastaharan, another thing we can learn is that just before the gambling match, just few minutes before the gambling match, Yudhishthira Maharaj, he was a very powerful king. He had tremendous wealth. He had a big kingdom. But in just few minutes, he lost everything. Everything. So in the same way, sometimes, you know, we all know there's so many stories in, you know, many business magazines and business newspapers. People who have been, you know, millionaires or billionaires, and overnight they have turned paupers. Overnight. So, through the story we should understand that, you know, everything in this material world is temporary. Everything is temporary. Only one thing is permanent. That is our relationship with Lord Krishna. This is the only permanent thing. And we have to live a life in such a way that we try to revive this lost relationship with the Lord. This relationship is there, but it is covered up because of our, you know, so many lives of conditioning. So we have to be good sadhana, revive that lost relationship with the Lord. And like we were discussing this story, Draupadi called out with helplessness. Basically, spiritual life is a matter of intensity. Intensity. You know, say if anything, suppose in the outside world also intensity matters, you know. Say someone is drowning, you know, and you know, he doesn't know how to swim, you know. And he's saying, help, 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 you know. God, who's going to hear him? He has a shout with intensity, help, 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 you know. A shout with intensity, you know. The people on the riverside who are half awake also, they'll get up, you know, who's shouting, you know. And they'll immediately come and help, you know. In this regard, when we talk of it, like spiritual life is a matter of intensity. Once, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he was in Vrindavan. So, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he told one of his disciples that, please go to this part of Vrindavan and my particular god brother is staying there. Please request him that I've invited him for breakfast prasad tomorrow. Please go and do, request him that. So, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, a disciple, went and requested this god brother of Tamal Krishna Maharaj that my Gurudev is calling you for breakfast prasad tomorrow. Please, can you come? So, Tamal Krishna Maharaj's god brother told the disciple that tomorrow actually my shirt is very, very tight. I'll not please tell Tamal Krishmana that I am very appreciative and very grateful. He's called me, but I'll not be able to come. So the disciple went and told Tamal Krishnamurti that, Maharaj, Gurudev, I put forward a message to your god brother, but your god brother said that his schedule is very tight. He'll not be able to come to honor prasadam with you tomorrow. So Tamal Krishnamurti looked at his disciple and told him that there was something, one thing missing in when you put forward my request to my god brother. There was something missing. So the disciple didn't understand. So Tamal Krishnamurti said, see, I had a very strong intensity, a very strong desire to have my god brother for prasad tomorrow. But when you put forward this request of mine, you did not put it with that same intensity which I wanted him to come. So now do one thing. Go back again to my god brother, and now with that same intensity with which I wanted to come, with same intensity, you please put forward a request to him. So this time the disciple, he went to Tamal Krishnamurti's god brother, and this time with whatever intensity he had as in disposal, he put forward and with really humble request and with a lot of intensity, he told Tamal Krishnamurti's god brother that my Gurudev is calling you tomorrow. He really wants you to have prasad with him. Please Prabhuji, kindly come, you know. This time when he put so much intensity, then Tamal Krishnamurti's god brother, he thought, then he said, okay, I'll manage my schedule. Please tell your Gurudev, I'll come for breakfast prasad tomorrow, you know. So this time the disciple went and told his Gurudev that, yes, Guru Maharaj, your god brother will be coming tomorrow for prasad. Again, the difference was that intensity. So sometimes, you know, when we are doing some spiritual activities, or, you know, we feel that, you know, why things are not happening in my life? No, you know, main roz 2 ghanta bhagavatam padhta hu, 16 mala nahi 36 mala karta hu, you know, 36 rounds I do all this, all that, but you know, I don't find myself progressing much. If you really go deep down, you'll get your answer. It's a matter of intensity. We were doing these activities just as maybe a matter of tick mark. You know, tick mark. Okay. Today I've done my Bhagavatam, tick mark. Today I've done my 60 rounds, tick mark. Today I've met this devotee in the temple, tick mark. Okay. Today I did my Gayatri on time, tick mark. You know, we have to do our spiritual activity with intensity. Then we can see a very big difference in our spiritual life. Then, when you're talking about Draupadi, Draupadi, we know that, you know, her 5 children, they were killed, you know, very ruthlessly when they were sleeping. And imagine, you know, you seeing your 5 children being killed in front of you. I mean, in your lifetime, in a lifespan, you see your 5 children brutally being killed. Imagine what an impact, how it would have affected Draupadi. You know, it's beyond words to describe. Draupadi was so, you know, heartbroken. No words to describe her heartbrokenness. So the 5 Pandavas and Krishna, they caught hold of Ashwatthama. You know, Ashwatthama had killed all these 5 children. And then Bhima wanted to do justice. Bhima's, you know, sometimes when we do planning, we have plan A, plan B, plan C. Bhima has only plan A, when it comes to justice. Just finish that person off. He's done this, he has to be killed. That's it. No plan B. So Bhima, when Ashwatthama was caught, the Pandava was there, Krishna was there, Bhima said, we have to just kill him. The type of activity has done. But Draupadi, Draupadi, you know, sometimes in the Mahabharata serial, she may have been depicted in some other, you know, limelight. But actually Draupadi, she was a very gentle, compassionate Vaishnava. Very gentle, compassionate devotee. So Draupadi, she told everyone that see, now Kripi, Ashwatthama's mother Kripi, she's all alone. And if you all kill Ashwatthama, Kripi will be very heartbroken. You know, I can understand the pain which she may have to go through. I don't want Kripi to go through that experience of, you know, being broken to the heart. So please do not kill Ashwatthama. This was the compassion of Draupadi. And when speaking of compassion, it is because of this compassion quality of a Vaishnava that there is supreme hope for this whole world. It's because of this compassion. Today you take yourself sitting here. If you really go back how you came to Krishna consciousness, you will see that it was the compassion of a Vaishnava or Vaishnava They jointly did or alone because of the compassion, with the loving touch and the loving glances, they cultivated us and brought us here. When speaking of compassion, you know, I'm like, you see Haridas Thakur's compassion. You know, the prostitute who came to, you know, basically destroy Haridas Thakur. What did, I'm like, you know, in this today's world, if someone comes to destroy you, you know, we make another strategy to destroy him. But Haridas Thakur, you know, this prostitute came to destroy, but Haridas Thakur purposely stayed there for a longer time just for the benefit of that prostitute. And because of Haridas Thakur's chanting, and she, her hearing that prostitute, her life changed after 3 days. And she surrendered to Haridas Thakur. And she became a very great saint. How, I mean, imagine from, you know, like a 360 degree change from a prostitute to becoming a big saint. How it was possible? Because of the compassion of a great Vaishnava. Because of the compassion of Haridas Thakur. And then, when you're talking of compassion regarding Haridas Thakur, we can speak another story. When Haridas Thakur, he was being beaten at the marketplaces when he was punished by the local administration there. And he was being beaten. And these people who was beating Haridas Thakur, you know, Haridas Thakur was not dying. And the thing is, when these people who was beating Haridas Thakur, Haridas Thakur was praying to the Lord, "My dear Lord, these people who are beating me, please forgive them. Please give them your supreme mercy." I'm like, where will you hear these such stories? You know, I mean, fairy tales also will not use such compassion story, the level of compassion. This was the level of compassion of Haridas Thakur. Then when you're speaking of compassion, Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda, he would fall at the sinful atheist and he would beg them, "Please take the name of Gauranga." Imagine who's Lord Nityananda. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's falling at the feet of what? Who? Atheists. And begging them, "Please take the name of Gauranga. If you do it, I will, you know, you will be my life and soul." This is the compassion level of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the Vaishnavas. Then, when Dhruvas Muni was being chased by Sudarsh Chakra, because of the offense of Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj makes the following prayer to Sudarshan Chakra and Vishnu. Just see from this prayer. This prayer is by Ambarish Maharaj. He's making to Sudarshan Chakra and to Lord Vishnu. He's saying, "If our family has given charity to the proper persons, if we have performed ritualistic ceremonies and sacrifices, if we have properly carried out our occupational duties, and if we have guided... and if we have been guided by learned brahmanas, I wish in exchange that this brahmana be freed from the burning caused by the Sudarshan Chakra." How can you see the compassion of Ambarish Maharaj? Then, when speaking of compassion of the Vaishnavas, there's a story. Once Ramanuja was crossing somewhere and he saw his cousin brother Govinda. You know what Govinda was doing? He was putting his hand in the mouth of a cobra. You know, so Ramachandra later asked his cousin Govinda, "Bhai, what were you doing? You know, you were putting a hand in the mouth of a cobra." Then Govinda said, "You know, actually, there was something stuck in the mouth of that cobra and it was paining me to see that cobra in pain." What? It was paining Govinda to see the cobra in pain. God, if we see a cobra there, you know, we will jump another 10 feet away, you know. But Govinda, Vaishnava, you know, he put his hand in the cobra's mouth and took out that thing which was stuck. Obviously, we dare not even think of imitating, you know. But this is the compassion quality of the Vaishnavas. Then when you're talking of Draupadi, then the Mahabharata, you will never come across, I mean, Draupadi, see, she had 5 husbands. You'll never come across that in Mahabharata, any place, you'll never come across that because Draupadi, there were misunderstanding among the 5 Pandavas. Or because of Draupadi, there were quarrel among the 5 Pandavas. Never you'll come across. Draupadi, she was such an expert that she managed her 5 husbands fantastically. and she kept them all happy and satisfied. Today, you know, the people who are grihasthas, they will vouch, you know, just to manage one partner, you know, it's not an easy task. Huh? Just to manage one partner in today's world is not an easy task. There are hundreds of books written on married life. Why? Just to manage one partner. And in different languages. But, you know, when we're talking of, you know, grihasthashram, I'm like, Draupadi is fantastic, and through her example, we can learn so many things. Today, like I told you, just to manage one partner is such a big issue. Sometimes just on small issues, there are divorces. Once in the Bandra court, a case had come that, you know, the husband and wife both wanted divorce. Why? The point was that the oil which the wife was using, it had a particular smell. And the husband asked the wife, bhai, tura apna oil ka brand change karo na. Please change oil brand. Wife said, no, I will not change. I can change my husband, but I'll not change my oil brand, you know. She gave that dialogue. Husband got really angry and the matter went to court, you know, for divorce. So imagine just for small, silly things. There are divorces and, you know, partners are not manageable. Once what happened is, you know, there was a married couple, you know. They were celebrating their 51st marriage anniversary. Imagine. So there was a party and, you know, many friends had come. So the husband whose 51st marriage anniversary was being celebrated, one of his friends asked him, Mareva, great, you celebrating your 51st marriage anniversary, great. Can you tell me, how did you manage to celebrate your 25th marriage anniversary? So this gentleman said, you know, my wife always wanted to go to Beijing, you know, always. So I thought for my 25th marriage anniversary, I will take her to Beijing, you know. So his friend said, wow, kya kamal ka husband hai, you fulfilled your wife's desire. So his friend asked him, so for the 50th marriage anniversary, what did you do for your wife? So the husband said, on my 50th anniversary, I went back to Beijing to get her back. So the thing is, in today's, you know, scenario, you know, it's a big challenge, the husband and wife, to keep them together, keep them happy together. But through Draupadi's example, we can learn and take inspiration from her. Then, time is okay. Okay, so we will speak on Subhadramayya also. So in the purport, you know, basically Prabhupada has written many things. So when we talk of Subhadramayya, once Arjun, he was in the guise of sannyasi, and he was staying at Dwarka. And Subhadra, in one way, had already given a heart to Arjun and, you know, wanted to marry Arjun. Arjun also wanted to marry Subhadra. But Balramji was trying to marry Subhadra with Duryodhan. You know, sometimes Balramji's activities are beyond our, you know, intelligence to understand, you know. So no one in the family except for Balramji wanted this marriage to happen. So here, you know, if you read in the purport, so Krishna devised a plan with Arjun that, you know, see, Krishna, you know, for his devotee will do anything, you know. Kidnap karana, kidnap kara denge. So Krishna told Arjun of a, you know, plan that you do like this on a certain day at this time, you know, Subhadra will be there, you kidnap her. So with that plan, the kidnap was done. And when Balramji came to know, Balramji was furious. Balramji came to know that sannyasi, I was serving him and he turned out to be Arjun. So Balramji was more furious and he was really getting ready to have a, you know, punish Arjun. But then again, Krishna came, you know, and Balramji ko thanda kiye, yeah, and then he managed the whole affair in such a way that Balramji became very cool. And then Balramji himself arranged for this marriage in a very nice way, and a nice wedding took place. Then, when we're speaking of Subhadramayya also, the story is also there that once in the queens of Krishna, they went to Rukmini Devi. And they told Rukmini Devi that we want to hear the pastimes, childhood pastimes of Krishna and Balram. So Rukmini ji said, see, I can start telling the pastimes of Krishna and Balram. But if Krishna and Balram, they somehow come to here, then you know they will go in ecstasy and I don't know what will happen. So the queen said, don't worry. So the queens arranged, they said, okay, Subhadra will stand at the gate guarding that whenever, and she'll make sure that Krishna and Balaram don't hear what the pastimes are being discussed inside the room. So this plan was made. So the door was closed and Subhadra was guarding there just to see that Krishna Balaram doesn't come. But as Rohini was telling the pastimes, it was so sweet that Subhadra, you know, through the door, yeah, she was hearing that. And it was so sweet that she herself went in ecstasy. You know, eyes became big, hands went inside, you know. You know, and when Krishna and Balaram, they were passing, they saw this form of Subhadra. They said, what's going on? So Krishna and Balaram, they also put the ears. And when they heard the pastimes of Krishna and Balaram, when they were childhood, they went in ecstasy. Again, their eyes became big, hands became, you know, shrunk. So all of three of them went in ecstasy. Now the thing is here, this pastime we can narrate for very long and there's so many lessons, but we have just 10 minutes. So now from here, the pastimes of the Lord are so, so powerful that they themselves affect the Supreme Personality of Godhead in such a way. Now imagine. The pastimes in the Lord itself are so powerful and so pure that, you know, they can affect the Supreme Personality to that extent. But sometimes, you know, sometimes we'll say, hey, Srivas Thakur is saying, yeah, pastimes of the Lord is so, so powerful that it attracts the Supreme Personality to Godhead also. I'll tell you one instance. I'm like, when there's a story in the Ramayana that when Lord Ram, he was sitting on his, you know, on his big throne, and Love and Kush, they were singing the Ramayana. And in the courtyard, you know, all the people were there. And Love and Kush, they were singing the pastimes of the Lord. Of Lord Ram, it was so sweet that all the ministers, all the people present in the court, they were just looking at Love Kush. They were not even looking at Lord Ram, who was sitting on a big throne. And the pastime was so sweet that Lord Ram, he was sitting on the throne, he himself got down from the throne, he sat on the floor. He came down the steps, he sat down among the common peasants and just listening. And no one is doing, where is Lord Ram? And then, you know, like something very nice, Love Kush was singing, the one of the common people, you know, patted Lord Ram. Wow, take kya point bola, you know, so nicely just saying, you know. So the point here is that Lord Ram himself, you know, he, in one sense, he was so attracted by the pastimes of the Lord. I'm like, the Lord is himself attracted by the pastimes of the Lord. But the question may come, are, why are not we being attracted? Why hamara heart kyun change nahi ho raha hai? You know, कपड़े को बहुत दाग लगता है घिस घिस के दाग निकल जाता है कभी पर हमारा कुछ तो यू नो वी आर नॉट गेटिंग दोस एक्सेसी फॉरगेट एक्सेसी वो टेस्ट भी कभी कभी नहीं आता है यू नो सो अगेन आचार्य गिव अस टू पॉइंट्स दे से दैट सी बिकॉज ऑफ अ कंडीशन नेचर वी हैव बीन कंडीशन फॉर 84 लाख स्पीसीज यू नो सो मेनी बर्ड्स वी बीन कंडीशन सो वी हैव टू डू टू थिंग्स वन थिंग इज दैट एज एन ऑस्टेरिटी वी हैव टू हियर Krishna Katha, pastime of the Lord. The second, we have to serve the Vaishnavas. These two points are very, very important. Together we have to do. When, as an austerity, we hear the pastime of the Lord, read Prabhupada books. And second, we serve the Vaishnavas. When we combine these two, then Krishna, he gives us taste in reading and hearing about him. Yeah? And the more we read and hear, our taste will keep on increasing more and more and more. Then, time, okay. See, when we're talking of, especially, you know, hearing is very, very important that we have to, as devotees, once Prabhupada said that, you know, I have one complaint. Prabhupada said, I have a complaint that my disciples are not reading my books enough. Just again, we may be initiate devotees, but sometimes, okay, we sometimes are a little lacking on a regular reading. We may be doing maybe once a week, twice a week, thrice a week. But regular reading, we may be lacking. But it's very, very important. Acharyas give us the understanding that every day we have to be reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Every day reading Prabhupada books, reading our Vedic literature. In this context, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 9, Text 11, in the purport, Prabhupada mentions that Dhruv Maharaj clearly says that this material ocean can be crossed very easily if one simply becomes mad to hear the glories of the Lord. Again, we have to be just mad to hear the glories of the Lord. Okay. So we have another 5 minutes. So today is a very, very historical day today. Very, very historical day. If it was not for today, maybe today none of us would be sitting here in this hall. If it was not for today's historical day, maybe this temple may not have been manifested. Today is the day when Prabhupada left for the USA. Anjali, today was the day. It's a very, very historical day. When today is the day when Prabhupada left Anjaldut for the USA. When we're speaking of compassion, I'm like, it was Prabhupada's compassion for all living entities that impelled him to go to Jaludut at the age of 70. I imagine at the age of 70, sometimes at the age of 55 only nowadays we plan a retirement, 70 to dur ki baat. Yeah, Prabhupada, that 70 took a new project, which even, bubbling, enthusiastic people in the mid-30s also will think 100 times, to take such project up. Prabhupada, age of 70, taking a project like this, it's just compassion, Srila Prabhupada, for all of us. And it was like we were talking about Draupadi. Draupadi, when she raised her arm in complete helplessness and full dependence on Krishna, in the same way, when Prabhupada, at the age of 70, when he left, he had full dependence on Lord Krishna. He had full dependence on Lord Krishna. My dear Lord, I am a puppet in your hand. You make me move the way you want to make me dance. You make me dance, my Lord. I am ready to your tune. Prabhupada had full dependence on Lord Krishna. See, what happens is that when people go to a new place, especially suppose someone from India is going first time to USA, they have a things to do list, in USA. What will they have? They'll have, okay, when I go to USA, I will see the Empire State Building. Then they'll have in the list, I'll go and see the White House. Then they'll have in the list, okay, when I go to you, I'll go and see the Niagara Falls. Then they'll have in the list, I'll go and visit the Walt Disney World. Then they'll have in the list, I'll go and see the Statue of Liberty. These will be the things to do list of people who go in the USA. But when Prabhupada went to USA, Prabhupada also had things to do list, which he kept in his heart. What were the things to do list for him in USA? It was, let me help people there to come out of the cycle of birth and death. That was in his things to do list when he reaches USA. Then he also had, let me share with people there what my guru has given me. Then another thing which he had in his list was, let me be an instrument of Krishna's mercy there. Another thing which he had in his list was, let me give the joy of Krishna consciousness there. So this is the difference, when new people go, they have this things to do in USA, and Prabhupada, he had this things to do in his heart. And like we were talking of Prabhupada's compassion, there's a very beautiful story. Burijan Prabhu has written this book, My Glorious Master. In this book, Burijan Prabhu writes that once in 1972, in Philippines, in Manila, Prabhupada was scheduled to speak at Hotel Intercontinental's Grand Ballroom. So when Prabhupada was waiting for his turn to speak in front of Prabhupada, there was a small flag, wooden flag, thin wooden flag. Then Prabhupada was just looking at it, and it broke. Then Prabhupada was smiling. Prabhupada was smiling, indicating, just see this material world, This material world is also so temporary. Then Prabhupada spoke to Burijan Prabhu. Then Prabhupada told Burijan Prabhu that, I have a desire. Will you help me fulfill this desire? Burijan Prabhu said, please tell me what's your desire. Then Prabhupada said, my desire is that I want all living beings in the universe to go back to Godhead. What did Prabhupada say? I desire that all living beings in the universe go back to Godhead. Imagine, I'm like, this was the compassion of Srila Prabhupada. Because of this compassion of Srila Prabhupada today, we are sitting here hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So its time is up. We'll end Srimad Bhagavatam class here. So if anyone has any questions or comments, maybe we can take it in a minute. श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय।
हरे राम, हरे राम, राम राम, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम राम।